דף י"ב עמוד ב, let us just go over the second half of the Gemara. Rav Bibi had Tani Rav Bibi Kami de Rav Nachman Sholish Noshim Shamshes Bemoich Ktano Moberes Meniko Ktano Shemotis Aber Veshemotoms. A Ktano is either permitted or mechuyev to be meshamesh b'moich, shemot isabo v'shemotomus. And the chachomim hold, achazuv achazuv meshameshes kedalkov, oilechos min ha-shamayim yirachmu, shem shenemar shoymer psoyim Hashem. We said yesterday, Oldman b'chaim oise says that the chash ibul is very minute, and therefore it is not necessary to be mishamish b'maych. But midikomar shemot isaber v'shemot omus. But since Rav Bibi said, according to Rav Meir, shemot isaber v'shemot omus, mechlal de'ike k'tano de'mi'abro v'loy meiso. So it would seem there's a k'tano that the ma'abro that is muberes, that becomes muberes, v'loy meisa. So if you have a ktano that has a child v'loy meisa, im kein motzinu chamoisa im ma'enes. So we have a tzir that a person married a ktano's daughter, and the ktano became chamoisa, and this ktano is married to his brother, and the brother died, now, so she falls liyibum to him, and yevachamoyse memenes. Because it's possible that she'll be misaber and she won't die. Usnan, and we learned in the Mishnah Yato Yocholoyma, bachamoyse veim chamoyse veim chomov shenim tzu aylen isoy shemiyanu. It said you can't have a case by chamoyse should be memayin. And from Rav Bibi we see there's a case. Shinis Abro, and then and Bekatnuso. So the Gemara says, Eimo Shemotis Abro Vitomos. No, there's a mistake in the Lashon of Rav Bibi. The correct Lashon is, maybe she'll be Miss Abro, and she's going to die. And we see that this is true. The Omar Rabba Balivoi Gvul Yeshlo. There's a Gvul. Koydem Azman Hazeh. In Poshet it means before Shnas Yud Alev. Einem Isaberes Kolika. Toich Azman Hazeh. Shnas Yud Beis. From Yud Alev to Yud Beis. Him Meis over Ubra Meis. So we see Rabbi Bar Livoi said it for Dovo Poshet, that in Shnas Yud Beis, when she's still a ktana, it's possible for her to become misaberes, but she's going to die. So we have to be geire shemet isaber v'tomus. Eini. So the Gemara says, it's not that way. V'otoni Rabba Bashmu, Hiyato Yocho Loimar Bachamoisoi Ve'em Chamoisoi Ve'em Chomov Shenimtsu Islandis Oy Shemiyano. We cannot have Chamoisoi Shemiyano Shekvar Yodo. Shekvar Yodo. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says shekvar yodu umiditoli taima bevlat. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that the reason why she can't be memayin is bevlat mechlal dektane. So it would seem after the lady she's still a ktane. Dilav ktane listeni shekvar godloi. If he holds that she's not a ktana, so say, because she's a gdaila. He just says, it seems leida alone is a reason for not being able to be memaya. So, Be'emerson, from Rabbe Bar Shmuel, there are two problems. One problem, we see L'chayre, it's not the way we said before, Shemetis Abba V'tomus. That's because we see that Rabbe Bar Shmuel says that a chamoisoi cannot be memayin because she had a vlad. I mean, she's a ktane, she cannot be memayin because she had a vlad. So, Eloilam Shemetis Abba V'shema Tomus. So we see that what we said before is not true. It's possible to have a vlad, not like Rabbi Bali Voit. Ve'el lokashehach. So what is shver? So we're learning Rashi. So the Rabbein Avrom in Nahor, there's a big problem over here. Let me explain to the Yoyim. There's a big problem. It's not like Rabbi Bali Voi. So what's the problem? There's no problem, L'chayre. The Mishnah L'chayre is not Shver, because the Mishnah says you cannot have Chamoisei Shemiyah, no? And Rabbi Bali Voi said that a Ktano that had a child can't be Mamayim, because Shekva Yolda, whatever that means, but you can't be Mamayin. So what's Elo Kashahach? So what's Shver? Everything is good. Rabbi Barley Voy, we're not saying like Rabbi Barley Voy, and the Mishnah is good. So we can go to the next city already. So the Rabbeinu Avrom in Nahor explains as follows. The Kasha is, the Mishnah in Mesechtas Nida says that the Mishnah says, Heviya beis sares eina yechayla lemayin. That's what it says in the Mishnah Nida. That if it's Heviya beis sares, she can't be memayin. That's a stam Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, after later you can't be memayin. And it would mean she's still lactanus. That's before Havos beis sares. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel is entitled to his opinion. Fine. But the Stam Mishnah in Nida, it seems, disagrees with him. The Mishnah says, "Mishehviya beisaris ainu yechayla lemayin." So it seems before Havos beisaris, she could be memayin. So we have a Stam Mishnah in Nida that before Havos beisaris, she could be memayin. So now we have a Stam Mishnah by us. Our Mishnah says that chamoisei ainu yechayla lemayin. Why not? According to the Stam Mishnah Nida, a Chamoisei should be able to be Memayin. The Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Bar Shmuel. That's how the Rabbeinu Avrom in Nahor learns Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. Ve'el Kashahach. Omar Rav Safre Bonim Harei Hein Kisimonim Ve'iz da amri bonim adifim misimonim l'may nafke minod afilo Rab Yehuda domar at sheyarba shochor bebonim moide. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, bonim harei hen kesimonim, hilkach ein l'cho yoyledes mema'enes afilo hiktano. Now Rashi remains with what Rashi said before, she's a ktana. So what is the teretz? So the Rabbein Avrom in Nahor says, the Gemara's teretz is as follows. The Mishnah says that when she brings simonim, she cannot be memayin anymore. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that bonim is the same halacha like simonim. The Mishnah isn't chaylik on this. The Mishnah said everything is emes. After havos amonim, she can't be memayim, and after later she also can't be memayim. Afilo she's a ktane. So not Rabbi Bar Shmuel is chaylik on the Mishnah. Rabbi Bar Shmuel just said another oifen that she can't be memayim if she was a lady. But it says the same halacha, bonim areim kesimonim, just like the Mishnah, and the Mishnah also masking with this. The Mishnah chapt on simonim, and who had in bonim? Hilkach ein lecho yeledes ma'enes afilo hiktana.
And then Vafilo Rabbi Yehuda da Omar b'Meseches Nida, Af Mishevia Shteisaris Mimaenis, Ad Sheyalba Hashocher Sheisham Saris Harbe. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah Nida Daf Nun Beis that Simonim is not sufficient. You need Yarba Hashoch. You need Riboy Saris. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bashmul holds, and what did Rabbi Yehuda also holds, that Bonim is Adifim is Simonim. That means Bonim is equivalent to Riboy Saris. Whatever the Mishnah says can be Moineya Miun, Bonim is equal to it. It's Kisimonim, it's better than Simonim, it's like Riboy Saris. And the Mishnah is masking to Rabbi Bashmul. But the Mishnah mentions Simonim. Rabbi Shmuel says, ladies, is equivalent to Riboy Saris or to Simonim. So Mamele Sholem al Yisrael. So according to Rashi, the way the sugya is now, is Rabbi Balivoy is wrong. Aktane can have a child. The Gilson Rabbivi is Shemot Isabel v'Shemot Thomas. We just asked the Kashi that is a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Bashmul. Shmuel says no. Rabbi Bashmul agrees with the Mishnah. The Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Bashmul. The Mishnah just said Simonim. And latest Bonim, whatever the Lomdus should be, is equivalent to Simonim or more than Simonim. Now let us see Taisvis, and we'll see as the Taisvis in progress, Taisvis had a different mahalach in the whole Gemara. Let's start from Shema Tis Abba V'Tomos. He says the Gemara had asked Akashim that if we say Shemot is Aber v'Shemot Tomos im Kain, so we have Chamaisim im Enes. So the Gemara says, no, we should be Geiris in Rabivi Shemot is Aber v'Tomos by Iber del Zichah b'Yamisim. V'loi boi lishnuyei, so Taisvi says, to nokat Shemot Tomos, let us say such a teretz, we'll find for the kash. Mishum de eino vade meso elok sheyoldo bekatnus. That means if a ktane was nisaber bekatnusa. So if she'll give birth bekatnusa, if the lady will be bekatnusa, she'll zichedai. Alvo yolde begadlitz, but if the ibel was bekatnus and the lady will be begadlitz. Af al pi shenis abro bekatnus, pa'omim chaya. So then sometimes she can live and sometimes she can't live. So Taisvis has a beautiful teretz to find for the Gemara's kash. So Taisvis means to say like this. That there, in Taisvis is saying as follows. Aktane that was nis abro and was and according to the Ibo she'll have to be moiled bekatnus or this ktana will zichedai. A ktana which will be able to be moiled begadluso, so that's a suffix sakone. And that's Pshan Rabivi. Rabivi said, Afilu shall be moiled begadluso, it's also Shema Thomas. Moiled begadluso, it's nothing what to talk about, it's Vadai Thomas. So Memele, so, according to this, so the whole Rav Bibi that says Shema Loi Tomos, if it shall be Moilet Begadlusa, that's the only case. No, if she'll be Moilet Begadlusa, so you don't have Chamaisa Memeenes. She's a Gdol already. So Shalom Al Yisrael, so why do you have to make a Grais? Taisvis took care of everything already. So Taisvis says on this kasha three terutzim. Terutz number one, משום דברייסה דרב ביבי לא מפלקה מידי באיבו שנס יודבייס בין יולדה בגדלס בין יולדה בקטנס. That means, if this is true, that Yolda Bekatnas is Vaday Meisa, Yolda Begadlis is Shema Tomos, is Rabbi should have elaborated a little bit more. So, she's Meshamas Bemoich, Shema Tisaber, and then speak out against Megillah, if she'll be Moilid Bekatnus, it's Vaday Tomos, Moilidos, it would seem that it does not matter that every ktana that's misaberes, there's a suffix Shema Tomos. It's not more than that. So that's why the Gemara understood that according to Rav Bibi, she could have a child bekatnusa. For oit, loy mistavro lei she tigroim haleide bekatnus misa elo haibo. That means Taisus has a second teretz. That if we say there's a sakone, this is saying a medical svarim. If there is a sakone of ibo, if there's a sakone by a ktane, the sibis a sakone should be the ibo process that creates a whole mapecha in the goof of the ktano. So memele, so this whole anhoga of ibo could be memis aktana. But to say that the ibo is not detrimental, the leide, a leide Taisus held is not, a leide is the gemar of the ibo, and if the ibo went through good, so this is only, the leide is only a source of lad, this katne shouldn't be mailo meirit. So Mela, it's not mistava to say what you're saying, that if she'll be tailored bekatnusa, she'll zicha die. It's not a svore medically. V'oit, and then Taisus says a third teretz, the mitaretz ha'emes, ki rabbe ba'alivoy, dechol toich hazman hi meisa, v'ubra meis, verkert, we want to fa'emfer rabbe ba'alivoy. So we see already from Taisus that Taisus did not learn at all like Rashi. According to Rashi, Rabbi Barlivoy is upgefragt. We had a problem with the Mishnah in Nida. Rabbi Barlivoy said that Toich Hazman Shulzicha Dai. We see from Rabbi Bar Shmuel she can have children Toich Hazman. And Taisus says, Fakert, we want to, Rabbi Barlivoy is the truth. He wants to say the truth. It's shaykh to have children, a fellow toich hazman. Or not shaykh to have children toich hazman. According to Rabbi Balevoy, that means Rabbi Balevoy said if there was ibo b'shas katnos, fakat Rabbi Balevoy said fakelt, I'm sorry. Rabbi Balevoy said if there's ibo b'shas katnos, shall zicha die. Toich hazman shall zicha die. Rabbi Balevoy did not differentiate when the lady will be. The Gemara and Rabbi Balevoy is emes, that if she's nesaba bekatnusa, she'll zicha die. So the Gemara wants to say the emes. Achar hazman hazeh hi chaye v'ublo chay. Now we heard the memra of Rabbi Balevoy. He said there's three zmanim. So l'cheira, the three zmanim are from shnas till shnas yudalef, then she's not nesaba legamri. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Misaberes or Meisa, and from Yud Beis is Misaberes v'choye, Hichoye v'ubrochay. For Oymari, the Ein Leforish, now the Loshen of Rabbi Balevoy is very misleading. The Ein Leforish, Acher Hazman, Hichoye v'ubrochay, means Acher Shnas Yud Beis v'yaymechot. That means as long as she's 12 years old already, afilu b'loy havos beisaris, it's Tolian's man. He says, because if you'll say that it's shayach to have a child after shnas yud beis, and the child will live, so then we're back to our kashadim kei motzinu chamoisim emeenis. That means when when a Naira is 12 years old in a day and she didn't bring Sarah, she's still a Ktana. And she's a Ktana till 36. So Memele, so if Rabbi Bar Levoi said that after 12, a filler without bringing Sarah, she could have a child, so we have kahak the tzoros. So in kaimotzin l'chamayis memendes. Im lehevi habei saris leman diyoma in choishish yishem anoshu. According to the mandioma that says if we don't see saris, we're not chayish. There were saris and they fell out. No, if there's no, we don't see saris, it means there never were saris. So memela, so that would be terrible. So we're back to the kashim. Came at sinach amaisim emenes. Vafilu lemaide maskinen hosam beperik yaitzei doifim. The choishishin. Heiched the ball achaz man. The havile sveike diereise. There's a mandioma that says as follows. That stamazoi shemo noshru, we're not chayish. Because, first of all, the whole thing is a Kedushin Darabon. She's married out Ktane. When she brings Saris, she can't be Mamayin anymore. It's only a Darabon of the Kedin. Now, to make a Chumre and say that, if I don't see Saris, maybe there were Saris and they fell out, we don't have to be, by a Sofi Darabon, you don't have to be Chayish for such things. So you don't have to be chayish emonosh. But the Gemara does say over there, if he was boil her, after shnas yud beis. Now, if he's boil her after shnas yud beis, there's a svore, now she becomes an eishes ish diyaraise. That means she got married out Ktana, it was Kedusha Katnos, till she became Magdoila. When he's boil her, and if he's boil the shame Kedushin, she'll become his wife Minatoira. Now, let us say he was boil her, and we boidik her, there's no Saris. Now we're Klara Shaila, are you Chaye Shemonoshu? Are you not Chaye Shemonoshu? So then the Gemara would seem in need the, then you are chayish shemanosh, because it's a shayla v'daraisa over here. She can't go out with me. She's a suffic eishesish. Maybe there were saris. Maybe she became an eishesish daraisa already. Now we don't see saris shemanosh. So the Gemara says after be'ile, there's it's a chash daraisa. And you are chayish shemanosh, and she's a gedoyla. Now, so Bezoisa Toisvis Kashe is Farenfurt. Why is Toisvis Kashe Farenfurt? Toisvis said that, L'chayre have a case of Chamoise Memenis. What's the case of Chamoise Memenis? That what? She gave birth after 12. When she was 13 years old, she gave birth. And there's no Saris. So she's still Aktanis, and she could have children after 12. So I have a case of Chamoise Memenis. If you're not chayish for Shemanoshu, so Tosfos says, but he chayizicha chayish for Shemanoshu, since he was boil, so now there's a suffix diaraisa, did she become his wife or not? The chayish sheneched the boil achas man dablei sveike diaraisa. So memele, so that's why you can't have chamoise memeenis. So Tosfos says it's not true. I could still find for you a chamoise mima'enes. Mashkachas chamoise mima'enes kegoin shepirish. He explicitly said shebol achas man sheini boil l'shem kedushin. When he was boil, he told her, listen, I have no intentions of marrying you now. So memele, so it's not a dahashtel, I have a sveika deraisa. So memele, so in such a, so Taisha says, so I have a case, but I have a case, if we will assume that according to Rabbi Bar Levoi, after when she's 12 years old, she can have a child and still be a ktane, so then I have a case of chamoisim emeenes. And if we don't see any saris, we'll say she's allowed to be memayim. Ay, it's a suffix deraisa. No, I could have it see that it's not a suffix deraisa. That the shasi was boil, he told her befeiris she has no kavona to marry her. So it's only a suffix barabonon, and that we're not chayish for shamanoshu. Agav uche, I'd like to mention just one ha'orev. This din, that if a person is boil aktano l'shem isha, she becomes his wife. And Taisus is muchin zich, how do you have a case that she didn't become his wife? She wasn't boil. He said, before she's not boil l'shem isha. The Ritva Mesachtas Nida Dachnun Bey says, the whole thing is talking about that there's two Eidim b'shas to be. If you want to make Kedushin d'Yeraisa, you need Eidim. He did Eidim l'kiyuma. Without Eidim, she won't become his wife. That's what the Ritva says in Daphne Beis for double portion. So l'chayre, it would seem that Taisvus is chaylik on the Ritva. Taisvus is much in the, if he was boil her after Shnashid Beis, so now it's a Sovik d'Yeraisa, maybe she's an Eishasish. What's the problem? He was boil her 20 times, but there was no Eidim. Tosis has to make an akimta. Tosis has to make an akimta. Speaking about, he said that Pemola is not Baal Hashem Kedushin. On akimta, say there was no Eidim, finished. So if there's no Eidim, there's no Kedushin, like the Ritva said. It would seem from Tosis that Tosis is Takachaylik on the Ritva, and Tosis holds, you don't need Eidim there. There's a Svara, Heine Neide Yichot, Heine Neide Bia. That means if they're living like husband and wife, so the mice, so the world knows that Mistami is Boyalah. So when he is Boyalah, the Shem Kedushin, it's Kilo, we have Adam on the beer. So Taisva says it is speaking about that. He said, I'm not Boyalah, Shem Kedushin. Al Kaponim, Taisva just proved that we cannot say that Rabbi Bar Levoy holds that she can have a child after she's 12 years old, but while still being a ktane, because then we have a problem, we have chamois menes. So Taisu says, we have to explain that what Rabbi Balivoy said, achar hazman hazeh hi chaye v'ubro chay, means, l'kshaviyye bei saris sari, it means, and when she's 12, and she bought saris, so then, he chaye b'ubrachai. V'leichosh leforish, so why didn't he say that? What is his lachas man? As I used to explain, it's not only Tully and Zman. B'shem du ucha de milsei, de ike saris achas man. That's normal. When she becomes a gdeila, there's normally saris. Mechay nimtze b'yirishalmi, de Tully time the rabbi b'alivoy, b'saris v'loi b'shanim. So Memele, so Tosus is just saying pshat now in Rabbi Balivoy, that Rabbi Balivoy said that Acher Azman means when she bought Beis Saris, so then he chaye v'ubrochay. Now the Gemara asked a kasha from Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said shekvar Yodu, that a Isha, a Ketana, that had a Vlad, cannot be Memayin, Shekval Yodu. So, learning the Gemara, we said, L'chayre, there's two Kashas here. One, there's already a Kasha on Rabbi Bar Levoy. And then we said, the way the Rabbein Avraham Minahor says that Rashi learned this Akasha on the Sna Mishnah, because our Mishnah holds that later, if you're a ktana, you can still be mamay. That's an Rabbein Avraham Minahor. Now let's see how Tosfos learned. Shekvar Yoldu, umidekomar Shekvar Yoldu, Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, the reason why she cannot be memayin is because she had a child. Mashme, the beloya via beisaris. It's not speaking about that she bought beisaris. The ike saris, if she bought beisaris, kilo yoldo nami nafke mitoiris katnis va'ailonis ayidei saris. If it's speaking about that she bought beisaris, she has true simonim, so why do you have to speak about you can't be my mind out the lady? Speak about you can't be my mind because she bought Beisaris. So Al Kochor, she didn't bring Beisaris. Vim kein ikor ktano de ma'abro v'loi meiso. So we see from Rabba Bar Shmuel, there's a ktano that could be ma'abro and she won't die. Fine. Vim toima. So Lechayre Taisus learned now that the kasha was. So we see from Rabba Bar Shmuel that there's a ktana that's ma'abro v'loi meiso. So we're back to the kasha and the Mishnah. So we have a case of chamoisim enes. V'im toima. My salke daitach the maksha. What's pshan the maksha? Tikshe bereise the Rabba Bar Shmuel gufe. How do you learn pshan Rabba Bar Shmuel? The kim and the bleyevia beisari, since it is speaking about that she did not bring beisaris, ki yolda mayaba. What is, how do you understand Rabba Bar Shmuel? It's speaking about she's a ktana, and she had a child, and she can't be mamayim. So what's going on? She had a child, mikol mokim tamayim. So how did the gemara, we have a problem, we have a problem with the Mishnah, it would seem. I mean, how do you understand Rabba Bar Shmuel? Forget about the Mishnah, have Eichet Timse. What is Pshat Rabba Bar Shmuel? She's a ktan and she can't be Mamayim. Va'oimari, the Sovar HaMaksh. No, the Maksh understood Rabba Bar Shmuel. The Afar Gav the Bektana Ayri. Rabba Bar Shmuel is speaking about a ktane that gave birth to a child and she's still a ktane. Less Bomiyun. Why? Midarabonon. She's walking around with a baby, so she looks like a gdoila. So thinks she's walking around with a baby, so that is why Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that a ktane that had a child cannot be mamayin anymore because it's very misleading. The world will think she's a gedoyle and she's mamayin. So mamayin, they said she can't be mamayin. Fine. So what's the kasha? So now we understand the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is wonderful. You can't have chamoisim and ma'anes because after a baby, people think she has teisar, she can't be mamayin. So Tosfos says, Eina chanami. We're not asking a kasha on the Mishnah. We're just asking a kasha on Rabbi Balivoy. Not on the Mishnah. The Mishnah we know already, Pshat. The Mishnah is good. She can't be mamayin after later because people think she's a gdola. Elo Rabbi Balivoy Davke, the Omar, the Leka Ktana, the Mi Abra Veloy Meisom. Rabbi Balivoy said there's no Ktana, the Mi Abra Veloy Meisom. So that we see from Rabbi Bar Shmuel, he said that Ktana could have a child. Aval lebraise de Rabbivi lekoshemidi. But now the braise Rabbivi is not schwer anymore. That the Aval gav the Ktani Shema Thomas, the Mashmedik Ktana de Mabra voloi Mesa, become okim le Metzino Chamoisi mememene, shale de Meinata milamayim. Aval pishiktana kidifrishis. Period. So Tosfos learns now that the only kasha we have, Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that a ktana sheyolda cannot be memayim. Why? Because she looks like a gdol. It's very misleading. Finished. So we see from Rabbi Bar Shmuel two yesaidis. Number one, that a ktana can have a child. And number two, a ktana sheyolda is not memayim. So from the second thing of Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Bivi is good, the Mishnah is good, since he says that after later you can't be Mamayim, so Mamayim, so I don't have a case of Chamoisim and Ma'enes. So that's good. There's only one problem. Rabbi Balivoy said, Aktane, if she's Misabra, she's Mesa. And from Rabbi Bashmo, we see Aktane is Misabra v'yeledes. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, and we'll see how Tosfos answers. I'm going to end for Rabbi Balivoy. Period. That's how Tosfos puts down the kasha. Aval ein leforish. Now Tosfos says, but don't say a different pshat. Now what would a different pshat be? The lemakshe neichalei bereise gufe. According to the makshe, the bereise understood. The masik adaitei shaper. The leide harei kisimone. he understood which means that if a woman gives birth, so that's like she's a gdoila. If she gave birth, that she's a gdoila. And that's why she can't be mamayin. So that's, so, we not what Tosi said before, the Rabbonim. No. Rabbi Bar Shmuel is saying that Leidus Bonim is like Simonim. So you can never have a Chamoisim and Me'enes, because the minute she has a daughter, she's a Gdoila already. V'loi Porich Elo, so, fine, that's Pshat in Rabbi Bar Shmuel. V'loi Porich Elo le Rabbi Bar Livoi. Because Rabbi Bar Livoi said that if a Ketana is Miss Abba, she's going to die. And it's not true. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, a Ketana can be Miss Abba, and if she gives birth, she's a Gdoila. That's Pshat the Gemara's Kash. El Rabbi Bar Livoi, Umishani, if that was Pshat the Gemara's Kash, Umishani, the Bonim, Harehen, Kisimonim, Bishase Ibo. And the Gemara answers, no, not Pshat in Rabbi Bar Shmuel, that the ladies are Simon of Godless. If she became this Aber and she lived through it, so the Iber is a Simon of Godless. And we'll see Kamoi Sheaforish. That's the Shakla V'tai in the Gemara. The Shakla V'tai in the Gemara is the Gemara understood in the Havamine. The Rabbi Bar Shmuel is saying that Leidos are Simon of Godless. So that means you could be in this Abre Bekatnus, and if you give birth Begadless, so then Beshas Leidos you are Gedoyla. That's why he can't be Memayin. And this is only Akash and Rabbi Bar Livoi, because Rabbi Bar Livoi says Aktane Bechlal. If she's Nisaba, she's going to die. And then the Gemara answered, no, that Ibor is Kisimonim. Not Leidus Bonim, Ibor Bonim. Timkein Havalei Lemeime Behedye Ibor Bonim Hareim Kisimonim Kimde Mikoran Amiyasikadaita Delei Darei Kisimonim. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, Bonim Areim Kisimonim. That's a very unclear teretz. I always knew Bonim Areim Kisimonim. I thought, Leidus Bonim. So it's a Kashin Rabbi Bar Livoi. So the Gemara says, no, Ibo Bonim. So that's why that is not pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara is too sosom. So now we'll understand pshat. What is the Gemara's Teretz? Now we'll see the next Tosfos, how Tosfos explains Pshat and the Gemara's Teretz. But according to Tosfos, let's just have this clear. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Bar Shmuel said two facts. He said it's shayach for a ktana to have a child, and that is a stira to Rabbi Bar Livoi, who said a ktana cannot have a child, im mis aberes, im meisa vloda meisa. So that's the kasha. And then Rabbi Bar Shmuel also says, after she gives birth, Bekatnusa, she can't be Mamayin anymore. And Tosfos explained that that's a Drabona de Kedin, because she looks like a Gdoila, Al Kaponim. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel, according to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, it's good on Mishneh, it's good why Chamoise can't be Mamayin. But Rabbi Bar Livoi, here we see a Ktane could have a child, and he said a Ktane, that's Misaba, can never have a child. So the Gemara answered, Omar Rav Safre, Bonim Harei Hein Kisimon. So what is Pshat in the Teretz? So Tosfos learns Perish, Mishas Ha'ibo. So Tosfos says, oh, no Pshat in the Gemara. Mamish, it's two Gemaras. Where Rashon is where Tosfos learns. Tosfos, the Gemara answers, if you have an Isha, that was Nisaba, that means from this man between 11 and 12, she was Nisaba, and she had a good Ibo and a Leide, so it's a raya that the regga of heroin she was a Gdoila. Bonim Areim Kisimonim. So let's just speak Oisevenik. So what's the Teretz on Rabbi Bar Livoi? That's the Teretz. Rabbi Bar Livoi said one thing. A Ketana can't be Nisaba. And if she's Nisaba, she's going to die. You found me a woman that was Nisaba 2 months after she was 11 years and 2 months she was Nesaba and she lived. So you know what the Teretz is? She was a Gdoila. She was a Gdoila then. I ever said anything about a Gdoila? I just said if a Ktana will be Nesaba, she's going to die. This woman that was Nesaba between the 11th and 12th year, so she was a Gdoila. She can become a Gdoila if she was Nesaba and it was successful. A Kochach, she was a Gdoila by the Ibo. Harayim Kisimone, Perish Mishasa Ibo. That the Ibur alone is a simon that she's a gdoila then. Vishapir Toni Rav Bivi, Shemo Tomus. So now everything is very good. Rav Bivi said Shemo Tomus, the Bishnas Yud Beis, that means from 11 to 12, I don't know what's going to happen. Bishas Ibur, is she now a gdoila or is she not a gdoila? I don't know. She doesn't have any saris, but that doesn't mean anything. We could have a gdoila that doesn't have saris, and if she's misaber, so we have a simon that she's a gdoila. The bishnas yud beis pomim chaya afilu l'rabba ba'alivoi. Va'oz, if everything went good, ha'is a gdoila mishas iroyin. So then she was a gdoila misha seiroin. Rabbi Balivoy only said a ktane if she'll become the Saba, it's disastrous, she's going to die. A gdoila can be. And bonim areim kisimonim, Tosfos learns, ibur bonim areim kisimonim, so memele, if she was nisaba, vishnas, from Yudalev to Yudbeis, so a kocher, she was a gdoila. Now let's just explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows. La halacha we pask, what is the din if you have a ktana that's 11 and a half years old, and she brings two saris. So we say, toich hazman, these two saris which are brought in this period is kilifnei hazman. The saris do not show godless. I watched the saris, shumanino, it's not a saris which is showing us maturity, that she became a gdoila. It is saris that came, the saris grew because of a different reason, not because of godless. Not godless was the siba of the saris. No, it was a shumet. There's a different siba why the saris grew. So that's the halacha by saris. Saris is a simin on godless. So Tosfos says, the Gemara answers, that is true. That means if you see Saris when she's 11 and a half years old, and you're clearing a shayla, why did the Saris come? So then one should assume that the Saris came out shuman, not out godless. The godless, the Saris, which are hero of godless, do not come before 12. Toich hazman kilifnei hazman. But, if she became Nisaba, so that is a simon that she's a gdoila now. Even though this is a simon that she's a gdoila. That means the saris is not a simon. Agav uche, Rab Reuven brings down from the Marit a very interesting zach. Godless, the Marit says, is a metzias. That means someone is a gdoila. How do we become aware of this metzius? We have simonim chitzainim, which show us that she's a gdoila or not. So, what are the simonim? The saris are called simonim. So we have guidelines. If two saris grew after 12 years old, that is a simon. Not a sibit, it's a simon to show. That's a simon that she's a gdoila now. Because godless will make saris grow after 12 years old. If she became this abba when she was 11 and a half, That's also a sign she's a gdola. It means I had no way to know that she's a gdola. But grad, she was nisaber, and the ibo was successful, so I have a simen from this that she was a gdola then b'shas ibo. So mele, so it's for emphat the kash and Rabbi Bali Boy. Rabbi Bali Boy said a very innocent statement. He just said, I want to tell you, if a ketana becomes nisaber, it's disastrous. She's going to die. So we have a kasha for Rabbi Bashmul. Rabbi Bashmul said there was a maisa, a lektane that did not bring beisaris, and then she was alive. And she had, so the Gemara says, you know why? Because bonim areim kisimonim. Ibul bonim is a simon of godless, just like the simonim of saris. So just like the simonim of saris, after shnas yud beis, tell us that she is now a gedoyle. Ibul bonim bishnas yud aleph, or Bishnas Yud Beis, is also a simon that she's a gedoyla. So that's why everything went good. So that's the Teretz and Rabbi Bashmul. V'hod koma Rabbi Balivoy toich azman hazeh hi meisa ve'ubro meis. So Tosfos understood Toich Hazman Hazeh means from Yud Aleph to Yud Beis. And now we're saying it's not true. You can't say such a statement. There's no such blank statement. So Tosfos says, Leikoi Ashnas Yud Beis. We're not speaking about from Yud Aleph to Yud Beis. The Os Pomim Chayek Shigdoyle B'Shasaron K'Defrishis. Elohochi Pirusha De Milsa. There's Koidim Hazman, there's Toich Hazman, and then there's Ach Hazman. Koidem asman perushoi, koidem shono shelifne gadlus. That means this man before the year, before gadlus, in that man she can't be nisabe kol ike. That's called koidem asman. That means this man before the year, before gadlus. Toich asman hainu toich Shana shalifnei gadlus, the year before she's going to become a gedola. That means if she was nisaber by 11 and a half, so the toich hazman means from 10 and a half to 11 and a half. In this man, she can become nisaber, but it's disastrous. Ach hazman, hayni ache shegodlo, kedepereshri betchilas asukim. Period. Now the Gemara says, so the Gemara is just telling us that Bonim, that Ibur Bonim, that's what Tosfos learns, is godless. It's like Simonim, and Nachmer, and I feel according to Rabbi Yudin, it says Simoni, that she could still be Mamayin after she's a Gedoyla, but she loses the Koyach HaMiyun when it's Yarba HaShocher, so Bonim is like Yarba HaShocher. So Mamayla, she can't be Mamayin. Tafilu Rabbi Yehuda Doma. Mishum the boy look me masnisink Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara wanted to say that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dloy metzino chamaisim amenes. Kamahochi that afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Ibbonim is better than Simonim. It's like Yarba Ashoch. Vim Toima. So Tais says, Avamai komar dadifim is Simonim. Why do you have to say that Ibbonim is better than Simonim? Ibbonim is like Yarba Shocha. Afilu loy havi mishas iba ela kisimonim. Afilu you'll say that mishas iba loy havi mishas iba ela kisimonim. Abo loy matzino chamayisim emenis lab yude. The mishas iba at haleide yesh man merube yesim ema she yesh mevo saris at she Yarba Shocha. Tosfos means to ask as follows. Tosfos means to ask, Rabbi Yehuda held that let's say she bought Simonim in Nissen. So Rabbi Yehuda said she's a gdola now from Nissen, but at sheyarba hashocha she could still be mamayim. How long does it take yarba hashocha? 2 months, 3 months. Let's say yarba hashocha takes 3 months. So Rabbi Yehuda says she has 3 months after the havor Simonim that she still could be mamayim. So Tosfos asks, Samoyra Dikikasha, so if Yarba Shocha is 3 months after the Havor Simonim, So why does the Gemara have to say that Ibur Bonim is better than, is equivalent to Yar Bar Shocher? Say Ibur Bonim is like Simonim. But Rabbi Huda says 3 months afterwards, you could be Mamai. Well, when she had the child, it's 9 months afterwards already. So Mamela, so she Zichar can't be Mamai. This is Zichar as man, that it would be Yar Bar Shocher. So why does the Gemara have to say Bonim Adifim Misimon? Bathes Fiskashe. So Taisi says, we tell him, I might come at Adifi Misimonim, I feel like I have a Mishas Ibur Elke Simonim. Like Metzina Chamais Menes Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishas Ibur, Ad HaLeide. Yesh Zman Merubba Yaisim, and Mashi Yesh Mevo Saris, Ad Sheyar Bar Shocha. So then Taisi was clear, there's a shayla exactly what Yar Bar Shocha means. Me Lamandi Omahosim, the Ribu Yishocha, Hainat Sheye Kifu Asaris, Misofa El Sofa, Efshe Sheribu Yashocha, Ma'acha Yoisim is Man Ibu, at Shas Leid. Maybe that takes more than 9 months. Aber Lamandi Omahosim, Shoich Veis, Venire Kemoy Sheriba Shocha, Tasha. So Taisva says, Amayudike Yisod, V'nira di mevio saris, that the whole Indian that Rabbi Yehuda was machmer, meiko, that she could be mamay until it's yarba shocher, it's not, he's not adding a new zman, that it has to be 3 months after she became a gdoila. V'nira di mevio saris, v'noshru, Yecholu l'mayim afilu shor kedei ribi shocher. Dein azman goyrem el ribi shocher. Mamish binin. Shetei niris gdeiru l'koyla yedei kach. Taisve says you need a metzias of ribi yashocher. Calls me don't have a ribi yashocher so she can be m'mayim. So m'mayla according to Rabbi Yehuda, why can't she be m'mayim? She didn't have any sars whatsoever. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Bonim adifi misimonim bonim ibo bonim is equivalent to ribo yashoch." Vim toima akati beloi bonim adifi misimonim metikma mastisin shapik Rabbi Yehuda. Tais says, "Why do you have to say the shtik toire?" The moide Rabbi Yehuda kshebol acha gadlis. Rabbi Yehuda is moide. If he was boil after when she was a gdoila, then he chayla lamayin, kedama peg basimin. That means that chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda said, that even though she's a gdoila, she could still be mamayin, that's if there was no beer. But if there was a beer begadlusa, she can't be mamayin anymore. Kedama bepeg basimin, because then, we say he was Mekadosh already, so then she can't be Mamayim. The Zois Achamoisoi Shenivalo, this Chamoisoi that was Nivalo, begadless. She was Zichon Nival begadless. Shenisabro, because we say, the Bonim Arem Kisimonim, Mishas Aroyim. So Lechayre, she Zichon was Nival when she was a Gedoyla. If she was Nival when she was a Gedoyla, so I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can't be Mamayim anymore. Tritz, the love, the bonim, adifim, misimonim, mashkachas, chamoisim, ameenes, kigoin, let's go to the second teretz, shebol befeire shalei l'shem kedushin, Taisa said this before, if he was bol befeire shalei l'shem kedushin, so memele, so then that bia is not a bia l'shem kedushin, or, Taisa says, the first teretz, kigoin, sheibro ba'ambati. It's speaking about that it's Ibro Ba'ambati. So, now this Taisvis, Dachsermeh, is very, we could learn something from this Taisvis. That what is Taisvis saying? Taisvis asked Akasha, why does the Gemara have to say that Bonim Adifi Misimonim, and that is why she can't be Memayin? There's a poshut reason why she can't be Memayin. Because he was Bayula, and after Bia, she's Ishtai Minatayr. So what is Taisva's answer? So Taisva's answer says, no, he wasn't Bayula. He wasn't Bayula. He was Nisabra Ba'ambati. It was Nisabra Ba'ambati. So therefore, theoretically,
she could be Mamayim. There was no beer, so she could be Mamayim. Therefore, the Gemara had to say, in order to fa'emfa this kasha, the Gemara had to say that bonim adifim is simonim, and that's why she can't be Mamayim. So al koponim bachsach mer Tosfos is saying as follows. Our Mishnah is speaking about a case that nisabro ba'ambati. This chamoisoi that is falling liyibum from his brother was nisabro ba'ambati, and she was married to his brother. And lechayre we could have a case that this chamoisoi should be memayin. So we say no bonim adifim misimanim. So. Bonim adifim misimonim, so the chamoisoi was a gdoile bishas ibo. She was more than a gdoile. She was like, it's adifim misimonim. She was like ribuya, a shocher bishas ibo. So l'chayr I had a shtikel ha'orem. Our Mishnah is speaking about tesvov arayis that patterned atzorem. And we're talking about one of them is chamoisoi, and we're talking about a pupil, if this chamoisoi could be mamayin, could not be mamayin, fine. Now we're talking about chamoisoi that was a ktane, that was made out of ktane, so to the mace, and then we're clearing if she can pass the ratzor, if it passes me, and if it doesn't pass me. So Lachayrev was Nisabra Ba'ambati, how did she get married to the mace? Who married her off? Who's her father? Like this Aktane, in order to make Kedushin the Eraise, you need a father should marry her off. Lemaise, the Beishmul, the Chelkes Mechoykek, in Simen Aleph, Klara Shaila by Nisabra Bambati, if the father is Mekayim Piri Verivye, if it's called his child or it's not called his child. So Dachsach me from this Tosfos we have a Rai that it's called his child. Because we are speaking about that the Chamoisoi was married to the Mace, and the Chamoisoi was married to the Mace, and she's an Erva Tapata de Tzore, and we're talking about this Chamoisoi, in this Chamoisoi, Taisi says, speaking about this Abra Bambati, and that's why you need to say that she can't be Memayim, because Bonim Adifim Misimonim.